All right, talking today with Heath Sanders, Southwest Area Agronomist for OSU Cooperative Extension. And Heath, tell us just in general, how is the Oklahoma wheat crop looking as far as what you've seen driving around out in the countryside?
Good to be here to visit with you today, Carson. I tell you, this is most every Oklahoma farmer knows that we're extremely wet conditions. Southern Oklahoma hasn't had as much rainfall as north central and kind of that northeastern Oklahoma, but we were already saturated that it just doesn't take much moisture falling from the sky now for water to run down the bar ditches. Just extremely wet conditions. As far as the wheat crop, I'm really starting to see a lot of areas out in fields that are starting to turn white, and that's due to the standing water in those low-lying areas. It can be plow fur, old plow furrows and things like that, that where you typically will see some water standing. Also, in terrace channels and things. So that concerns me. That just really kind of started popping up in the last couple of weeks as we continue to get more and more moisture that's falling across the state. You know, wheat is it's more of a drier weather climate crop. It does take rain to make grain, obviously. But at the worst time to get a lot of rainfall on wheat is during when it's trying to mature.
Right.
It does not like wet feet at all.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of that continuously, heavy rains repeated over the same areas in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And I know the forecast is calling probably for some more rain as well. So you think this will just kind of continue to build like this?
I know that for the amount of precipitation that we've received, it is negatively impacting the state's wheat crop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we continue to get, the more it's going to continue to negatively impact that overall quality and bushels per acre.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you'll find some areas out in the field where you'll have those areas that stand in water, but our areas are getting bigger because there's just nowhere for all this water to go because of our soils are saturated. So if we continue to see more and more rainfall, it's definitely going to continue to have a negative impact.
I know that you've had time now to look at the crop progress report, came out this afternoon. What did you see in that? What's sticking out to you about that?
We're still have quite a few acres that still are reported that look good. We're not really going to have a good handle on exactly how many acres are getting impacted by all this until I'd say another 7 or 10 days, and so we'll kind of have maybe a better understanding or idea of just how much this water has impacted a percentage of the wheat crop here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
To me, the numbers are a little high right now of what looks excellent.
Yeah, so it's not matching up from what you're seeing across your part of the state.
No, and we'll just kind of see how this pans out as the wheat crop matures. We've got, there are some fields down in southern Oklahoma that, if it were to dry out, I think could be harvested. But it is so wet that they're not going to get anything done for at least another week or 10 days. And then they keep calling for chances of rain. So we're kind of in a rock and a hard place here, and a lot of producers are, more, I'd say, frustrated/disappointed that we had such a good looking crop, and I still think we're going to have some areas that make some good wheat, but it's you know, the longer it stays out there in the field, longer for something for it to happen as well.
And of course, I think it's safe to say that your area of the state is probably a little bit better off than the eastern side of the state, or maybe central, north central.
Yeah, you know, and the one thing here is each field is going to be specific. You know, you have to go out and take a look at it and kind of see, you know, investigate it. You know, we've got different situations where we've had creeks, rivers, and streams that have flooded and caused, you know, where we, you know, some of this wheat has been underwater for over 24 hours. And then we've got situations where it may just be standing in water for 24 hours. And either way is not a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting out, checking fields, kind of seeing what's going on. Also, too, with the size of this, I mean, going into the spring, we had a lot of wheat that was very tall, and it was filling grain. We've got heads that were, you know, pretty much the heads were started, you know, were filled before all this rain really started. And so we're seeing a lot of wheat that's tabling down or starting to lay down,
mm-hmm,
because of the weight of the grain that's in the head. And, you know, if a lot of times as it gets closer to maturity, it doesn't come back up. When it's greener, it's still more flexible where it can pop back up. But as those heads and everything get filled in the weight, then that wants to keep that those stems and everything down to the ground. So we've got situations where we've seen stems break over, kink over. You know, if they're kinked over, then obviously, you know, they're pretty well done. If they're bent and laying down, you know, that can still, you know, be a harvestable grain. The question is how, you know, we're going to have a more shriveled, lower test weight wheat and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different things, a lot of variables going on here across the state, different situations. But farmers need to get out and check their fields, kind of field specific, and kind of see what's all going on.
Seems like rain has kind of been a recurring theme with this year's crop. I know it back in the fall, it caused some late planting, and I guess here as we approach harvest, it's kind of causing some problems there as well.
That is right. We you know, we first got this crop planted, and we started planting the first couple weeks of September, and it was dry. It went to raining, and it we were able to get back in for a week or so, and then it rained again. And pretty much the whole month of October, there just wasn't a lot of wheat planted in Oklahoma, which is our prime time to plant, especially down in southern Oklahoma. We just couldn't get things done because it was so wet, and here we are. We made it through the winter, and the wheat looked pretty good for what it went through, as much moisture, a lot of yield potential, and we continue to keep getting rain on those fields. And so, you know, it's sometimes a whole lot of rain is just as bad as no rain.
Mm-hmm.
In
yep.
certain situations.
For sure. So you had mentioned a little while ago about maybe seeing at least another week or 10 days ahead of us before some of these farmers maybe start thinking about actually getting out there and starting a harvest. Is that just for these folks underwater right now, or is that for the majority of everybody? You think harvest is going to kick off here in the next week or two, or what's your time frame here?
The closest wheat that I've seen, you know, closest to being ready, it's kind of down in the far southwest Oklahoma. You get down around Frederick and down around and kind of Altus and back south, southwest. There's some producers that could, you know, possibly be going pretty quick, but the fields are so wet that, I mean, it's going to take a while for the field to dry out so they can stand up to get across it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think back, you know, normally we're southern part of the state, you get down close to the Red River, we're generally always cutting wheat around Memorial Day, and I think it could be another week before we see much activity and things get going. If our weather will straighten out enough to get some good drying days in there to do that. So best case scenario, I'm say at least another week to 10 days, and that's just far southern Oklahoma before anything that I've seen that could be ready to be harvested.
Okay. Heath Sanders, Southwest Area Agronomist for OSU Cooperative Extension. Heath, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, always enjoy it, Carson.